Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in-tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you taking the time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with us on the Lyrical Cypher. And also, for everybody who's listening via phone, thank you for taking the time out on your Tuesday night to rock out with us as well. I can see you, and I do appreciate you. And I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas. As I mentioned before, I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas. I hope you guys are enjoying the holiday or looking forward to the new year, new beginnings. New blessings and all that good stuff. And I hope you guys have a smile on your face. If you don't have a smile on your face today, I hope somewhere within this show, somebody or something can put a smile on your face. So without further ado, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to just go right into it. Let's get it.
No one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
You haven't lost the vision when others do. Just make sure you never close your eyes, because procession is only bound by its beholder. Branches lose leaves while fruits decompose on the ground. Will this make a tree less valuable if its roots are still not intact? So don't lose faith in your dreams. Every year we have a season to harvest.
Born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
When your sight is in full bloom to reap its benefits from your upcoming season of love, born again, season they prepare for all greatness. Trading doubts from parallel into perpendicular, because you're crossing the threshold of your real purpose to enjoy your life. Mediocrity and strife, complaining what's about right now, right? When others you allow to instruct your motives and objectives, forgetting about our seasons that change, and yet people also do too. A time for love and also for pain. A moment for cleansing when all you once had purified will become stained. The important is to remember it's only for a season. that your visions are a celestial reason. So don't allow others to form treason.
Born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside.
What up?
Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the cars pass by, they back in the street. We playing again, but it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and into the evening, and my family is partying. Grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ prophet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gonna tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the mouth, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good.
Yo, one grief, four place, tell yourself it's yours. In the studio with my man, the right one in view. Doing the right thing,
all the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dead.
Listen to spoken word,
holding me down.
You get another chance, small. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil will witness sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make you because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me,
on the track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G would. Man, man. And I do a track for track for track. Matter of fact, back to back, yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5, I'm a rap that stay alive, I'm a butt shot. I'm trying to get the sponsorship, so when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste, so if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock,
don't
yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody
don't
gonna
bother
give you.
Me, I'm working.
You feel me? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license, or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous going picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong, type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Overreceptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. Probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. Guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove, and an angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
stay right there, right there. I just want to look at you. I just want to look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette, simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly. Backing away until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, this is pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And I hope you guys have enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually going to slide right on into our open mic. And this is for anybody who wants to share your talents, whether it's poetry, comedy, hip-hop, singing, rap, spoken word, whatever comes to your mind, whatever your gift is. One thing we ask you guys to do is keep it clean. But other than that, I want you to do you. All right, so with that being said, I got my girl, Unique, my sister from another mother, on the line. What's up, Unique? How you doing?
Hey, not much. Not just glad that Christmas is over, ready for the new year to swing on through.
What you say?
I got a poem tonight. I actually got a couple, but I got a poem tonight for you.
Let's get it.
This one's called Shadows in the Storm. We stepped out today knowing our destination, to gather and stand together. Then, always there is a then. One steps a bit ahead to see beyond our collective sight, and now a new story is told. Bending ears and separation seems imminent. Are we stronger together or alone? The question unclear. Sight no longer clear. How much longer we need to endure, that is the question we ask. But is it the one we need answered? For we as a collective do not see beyond this storm. The one so brave to step beyond, we do not see what he sees. The ear bent towards the bold does not see and must rely on the right questions asked of the eye to the collective. Do we press forward or do we stay? Timing is key to surviving the storm. That's the end of that one.
That was dope. I was over here imagining everything you were saying, girl. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna ride this storm.
That's awesome.
Thank you, girl. All right, everybody, that was unique. And she's always spreading words of wisdom and helping you think outside the box. I love it. The abstract mind is amazing. It feels good not to be the only abstract thinker. All right. So we also have Aquil Ali on the line from the Aquil Ali Show. They actually featured me not too long ago, December 7th. I want to make sure I'm saying that date right. And we're honored to have him on the show. What's up? What's up, Aquil Ali?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good. Appreciate
yeah,
the support.
Man, first time listening is dope. Come on, DJ. I hear you guys. I love it. I love the format. I love it.
Thank you. I be trying, man. I'm
yeah,
still
man.
Learning. 7 years and counting.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Wow. I never knew. I'm vibing over here.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The whole point. We're going to fight for our gifts. You got something you want to share with
yeah.
us tonight?
Yeah, I got a poem, and I call this Dream Woman. My dreams are now a wonderful place, an elaborate space between heaven and earth filled with grace. The true meaning of a welcome face, I've longed to be entertained by your loving ways. I adore the idea of solving the puzzle of you. The Rubik's Cube of your distrusting moods. I just want to be the gatekeeper of the goodness bestowed on you. The lion tamer in the circus of your previous abuse. In my dreams, I'm your loving guide. You're quickly becoming my treasured wife. Never will I suffice the queen of my kingdom, mislead you in any way. Behold my wisdom to be exactly who I say I am, the architect of the best made plans. Simply put, I'm your newest best friend. I alone am the winning partner at the finish line of the end. This right here is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Baby, the storm is over, if you didn't know. Take my hand. Here we go. Can I wake up, baby? Gee, woman, just tell me so. Baby, I promise to respect your intuition. Heed your eerie feelings to complete our mission. I just want to be your peace, never your tension. If I ever get you upset, I'll correct that intention in an instant. Allow me to convey my deepest conviction. Simply put, you're the answer to my prayers. I just want to peel back and learn every single exposed layer. I want to love every part of you. Whomever you love, I want to love them too. You and I will be a match made in heaven. Our fate will be already written, our paths etched in stone. It feels like we're on our third life together. This I know you're the one. The mere fact you're with me, I've already won. I'm the champion of your heart, the mender of the battered parts, the soother of its hurting, working diligently to spark the light back into your smile. Baby, give me an inch, I'll give you 1,000 miles. Oh yes, resistance is fruitful, like the lunch of a crocodile. Bear hug tight, never will I let you go. Can I wake up now, baby? Dream woman, please tell me so. Darling, your wish is my command. Your protection is my circumstance. Your desire are forever relevant. On God is my duty to cherish your inner beauty. I want to witness your spirit shine. Touch your heart in the toughest times. Prove that I love you every time. Baby, you can let go now. I'll take it from here. I'm your captain in these uncharted waters out here. Think of me as your life jacket. You're where? Can you swim? I'll teach you, I swear. The coast is finally clear. I promise you, I will always kiss your tears. Be the bodyguard against your fears. You'll be the constant denominator through the years. And I'll be the luckiest man among my peers. Bear witness to the due season of us. But answer me one question, dream woman. Will you be there when I wake up in peace?
Ooh, I'm scared of you. That was a beautiful piece, yeah, man.
Thank you, darling.
Man, also, please plug your show. Let her know what's going on. What you got going on?
The Kill Ali Show, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. We highlight, you know, some dope artists, whether they singers, poets, comedians. The Kill Ali Show, we are Facebook Live, and we play Roku on Roku. We working on your show right now, so stay
That's
tuned.
I got people asking me. They ready for
I know,
it.
I know. We're on vacation right now, and that's all she's doing is editing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just asked her about you, and yeah, she's working on some stuff
That's
now. So hopefully, you know what I mean, we can get caught up with the editing. And I recently moved, so I'm no help, so I can't even rush
right.
You, right?
I
just moved to Atlanta.
No rush, just let me know when. And,
I will. I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, we all about
definitely
the
let you know. Yeah, man, indeed.
Honored to have you. We're going to bring you back to another open mic, so if you want to go, just let me know. But thank you
okay.
so much for sharing that. That beautiful poetry.
Thanks for having me. I love this.
Thank you. I try to have fun up here. This is how I vibe. I kind of wing
Come
it.
Come on, man. I'm vibing with you tonight. You and me, baby.
Let's get it. All right, everybody.
Yes,
that's a Kill Ali. Make sure I say it right because I was saying a quill. So a Kill Ali. My bad.
Yeah, it's a Kill Ali, the soul poet.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Baby.
In the building, y'all. All right, so we got Miss Tamika on the line. What's up, Miss Lady? Appreciate your support. Just gotta give you a shout out. What's up,
hey,
lady?
Hey, mama. I know I'm about late.
Are you good?
Well, celebrating my son. He's here with me. Celebrating his 22nd birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, he won the test gangster, so he in there sleep.
Ain't
that,
wrong
that's
with
all
that.
I'm saying. He's doing the test my games. So now he in his sleep.
Oh, girl.
So I
that's
birthday
awesome.
Cake in the oven. I fixed him taking eggs for breakfast this morning.
Hey,
his favorite meal is the spaghetti or chili. I got the chili going on.
All right.
Yeah, he in his sleep.
I
was like, wait a minute. What's today? Tuesday? Oh, I'm missing Miss China.
Girl. One thing I know, you are not late. You are right on time. You're actually right here at the time you're supposed to be here. So it's all good.
Oh, that's so precious.
Right.
Well,
so
I just wanted to rock out with you. I'm sorry I missed the first session, but I'm here for the last two, and I'm ready to rock out.
And I prayed your two pieces, but I don't mind doing a repeat. I got your back. Let's get it.
You don't have to do them. You know,
okay.
You always doing for me when you see me up here. You always play my songs. And it's a lot of them that I love, but those just are my favorite, too.
Okay.
So you don't have to do a
report.
Repeat for me, Mom. You just go ahead and keep going. I'm going to rock out with you.
All right, y'all. We got DJs from all over the world that send us their tracks. We got a DJ, Melanda, from the Netherlands, who hits us up on a regular basis, sending me new tracks. So... here's one. Let's get it.
Let's get all the way turned up.
Get all the way turned up.
It's DJ Melanda. He's going in.
I don't wait for you all my life. They made it love and they know about me, bye.
This girl love me, be tight on my girl for the table, I go open your gate. Just gotta let you come my life. I know if you let you run away this time. And I gotta let you know, say many things they bust up my mind, okay. Baby girl, you're the best for me. Sometimes she wake up and she dress for me. Oh, ain't nobody talk about you, but I pray. God's plan is the destiny. Say baby girl, you be my destiny. Say the end of my life, baby girl, you're my company. Yeah, I'm in the zone, you're in the zone. Love is electric vibe. No one says this electric vibe. Baby girl, I really wanna lose my time. Only you on Monday when you're calling him. Say bad man, will it about you when you're calling him. Baby girl, no trolling him. Say bad man, will it about you when you're calling him.
You're rocking
every
to the sound
every minute, every day,
of
day, she know what I like to sound, ay, ay, ay. On a really rough day, ay, ay. Come on, she dance on the beat that they create. She they make a man crazy. She say my love, they make her crazy. They say she need me many days. Need me for the pain. I'm in the zone, you're in the zone. Love is electric, right? No one says this electric vibe. Baby girl, I really wanna lose my time on you. Bad man there when you're calling him. Say bad man, will it ever you when you're calling him. Baby girl, no trolling him. Say bad man, will it ever you when you're calling him.
What are your feet and be the ground for you? And around
go, she rockin' diamonds and pearls. We doing what we love, making these haters hurl.
Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Twerk it, don't be nervous. I hit it from the back, flip it and reverse it. Then we on to the next chapter. Wavy baby on the next faster. You know God first fan master. I'm your favorite professional rapper. I get money like big asses. Try to stack it to the buster seller. I forever keep you 1 million. I'm just too brilliant. American Psycho with the money cause I make killing. You hard in the paint like LeBron. You touch a shot like Steph Curry. Me and my baby be on the grind. So I ain't never in a hurry. I don't ever worry. She hold me down like a straitjacket. We fresh to death like we just jumped out the casket. My room, close the door, lock that. Upstairs, my room, drop that. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect.
Play a guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me. Hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings for me.
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios. So that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin. So you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over. But I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses. So I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser. I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem, just like you.
This is a great man's rhymes and reasons. The beginning of a great man's season. Truth. You see, with epic proportion, this is my own reason. My unorthodox soul for great things to come. See, this is my life, philosophically great. Your great man's no apology, but truth's hemology. You see, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I gotta understand where my life lies and continue to put my foot in front of each other. Never fall flat on my face, but continue to rise and see amazing grace. To create the greatest heights I go, see I'm climbing on great hills. I understand this is a mystic river. Great man's I bring fogs and clouds. I understand that I'm worthwhile living. My life is great. Systemology, I'm not fake. See, this is a great man's apology. Hemology is once again roaring. The great Mr. Drown said, rah. I understand this is the great cause of my life. I understand great things, and this is not strife. You see, they come against me, want to rob, kill, and destroy me, try to take me out. Try to put me in a place of no return. See, the devil don't understand me because he ain't a rise above it all. Understand this is a system of great things, a mythical epic proportion. This is no dead man's extortion, but I understand that I can smile today and understand that my life is greater. Greater than yours, probably most. You see, I'm not boasting. Understand that this is a great man's like bread, I'm toasting. Keeping fire hot like great things continue to be higher. Jesus, my Messiah, continue to bring me closer. Closer to the great man's doors, they're open something. This is how we do great stars, dropping bars in the midst of a mythical epic proportion. These things, like I said, are not extortion. See, I understand where my life lies. This is a great thing. You see, I'm winning a great prize. Keep my eyes on those prizes, keep my heels up under my footsteps. Understand that I'm lying, never lying and dying in vain. These are things that's coming for me. You see, I'm rhyming with great things, histology. See, I'm thinking that I'm going to be a better man today. I understand that my life is systemology. These are the things that I'm finding because I'm continuing to walk and start great streets. I understand that this is no apology for great man's truth, hemology. This is still great things. See, I'm not an anthropology, but this is a great test of time. Reading between great books and great lines. You see, from the hills is where my help comes from. I continue to walk. This is my platform, my life. The great things I understand, this is not strife, but the great things that is best, the words that I progress. See, my knowledge is keen with great things that I'm saying. See, this is not something insane. This is a great man's name, great man's lame. See, I'm understanding. I'm like a lion in the jungle as I'm roaring in the mist and saying, rah. You see, this life is optional. I got many things to choose from. I can go either the great way or the bad way. I can either be here on the lower case or the stairway. See, truth is telling me to go out to the great things of prosperity, great things of virtue. And this is a crazy entity, my reality. These things I'm understanding because I'm loving myself, guiding myself. See, yesterday I was walking with myself. I even talked to myself. Understood that I can always trust myself. You see, D. Brown, now I see these great visions. Before great things become for bad man's and for visions. See, I'm a visionist, a great man's visionary. I see I can beseech you, but inside the great things I've seen you. Seeking and believing for great things I understand I'm seeking. Understand it's a truth, man, great rise I'm leaving. To my own success. See, I'm loving and guiding and understand that I can progress with these things. See, this is my soul at its own self. Self-righteousness, self-great things, and I understand you're not biting. See, no bite-biters are great things, are backsliders. I understand this is a great man's rise slider. See, truth be told and great things word. Remember, no apologies, but truth's hemology.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And I'm back at it again for our second round of the tracks that we play. All artists, for anybody who wants their tracks to be played on a Lyrical Cypher, please send me the radio edited version at lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's Lyrical Cypher. That's all the words together, everything but the. But it's lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. shoot me your track, the radio edit version, meaning the clean version, and we will put you guys most definitely in rotation. We'll be honored to have you. So whether you sing, do poetry, comedy, also even if you have a 60-second commercial, we're all about support. So send that information in about your organization, about your gift, what you're doing, so we can support you. We'd love to have that. I do give inspirational nuggets or different type of nuggets. Might be a funny nugget, might be an inspirational nugget, motivational nugget. I just give out nuggets for each show. As I learn, I grow. I try to pass it along to you. If you use it, use it. If you can't, talk it. I won't be offended. It's just my growth. I share it with you. And I'm still learning, still growing. I'm still evolving. And, you know, I just try to pass it along to you. But just my nugget for today for you would be to press reset. Press the reset button. Enjoy life. Have fun. We only get one. We only get one life. And live to the best of your abilities and make the most beautiful memories you can with the time that we have here with your loved ones, with your family, your friends, your significant others, your spouses. Make some beautiful moments that count. And these memories we want to look back on and say, you know, it was awesome. Had a good time. We enjoyed ourselves and we spread that love, you know, and then remembering the love, you know, from the love that we share with others who passed on. Continue to hold on to that love and spread that love, you know, as we go. Teach it, show it. You know, we meet everybody for a reason. You know, learn from it, grow from it, but press that reset button and laugh. One of the things that I say all the time is before you go to bed, the best medicine you can have is a laugh before bed. It can help you reset that mind. And also, I believe in that saying to never go to bed angry. Make it right before you go to bed. You know, you never know, you know, what can happen to people that you didn't make it right with. So don't go to bed angry. Press that reset button. Enjoy life and laugh like never before. And have some fun with your life. I know it's hard with the pandemic, but let's be creative. And have some fun and enjoy our lives to the best of our ability. All right, so with that being said, I got Miss Unique on the line. What's up, Miss Lady?
Hey, and just to add to your beautiful nugget there, my dear, as far as reset goes, this is what I've started doing. And it's not something that is... Anywho, I don't even know what I'm trying to say there, but basically I forgive everybody. So like anything that's happened in that day, like I may not call up, you know, my best friend and be like, you know, I forgive you for hurting me at that moment in time, you know, whatnot. But at the end of the day, I literally am like, everybody, I love you, I forgive you, and move on. The next morning, whenever I talk to whoever, you know, I don't bring up whatever it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was painful. Just move on, and then that next moment that something happens, forgive immediately.
Amen.
So be like... Ooh, you know what? This happened, and now I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to forgive you for that. And I've found that in doing that at work, it gives me more peace than anything else that I have done. So just adding that to your moment. Like, they don't even know that I've forgiven them, but I just have, you know.
But you did it for you to be free, and I believe that that's necessary.
So, like I said, because with this whole mask thing, it has just been one of those, I just got to let it go and let God and just forgive them. Just be like, I forgive you. Move on. Okay.
Pretty much.
I have a puzzle for my next one. So I'm going to ask you this. Well, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to see if you can guess what it is. My favorite color. on the sea, on the land, in the sky, the pigment in the eye, from outer space looking on the human race, complement to each other's face and harmony. There are two that stand the test of time, but everyone has a place in my heart. My favorite color. What do you think it is?
Mm. I want to say blue.
Okay.
Was
there
I wrong?
Two. No, you're not wrong. There are two that stand the test of time, that everyone has a place in my heart. So there's one more color.
Is that red?
Nope. Green.
Green. Oh, crap. Oh, my God. I got blue, but I'm like, okay. I'm feeling blue. But the green, the crazy part about it, I just talked about my colors because of my favorite colors are blue, green, like aqua teal,
yeah,
something like that. But I love all shades of green, but blue, green mashed together is my color.
Yep. Turquoise.
Sea
green. Sky blue, those are, yes, definitely.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, we're speaking the same language. Go ahead now. That was a good puzzle. I was over here thinking harder
than
I was.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Right,
you got anything else for it?
Let me scroll real quick because I had one and now I don't know if I can find it again.
You can't find it. I got faith in you. So I'll be closing out shortly and I want to make sure I got everybody on.
You're good.
Uh-huh.
Nope, I think I'm good for now.
All right. Now, when I come back, if you got something, I'll check with you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Love you.
So we're about to... Love you too. All right, that was unique. I love that puzzle, man. It's crazy. I was just talking about blue-green as my favorite color. And she actually, that's her favorite color as well. So with that being said, we're going to go back into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. And let's get it.
Thank you. Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just won't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just, I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher, man, I just love the fish. Let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here, let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth and he hit it hard just to show the fiend it did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the
the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
It's the
Ill Nation.
Been a couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change. January 28th, I never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So, oh no, Will, check yourself. You better respect yourself to all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV direct yourself. The odd words, proverbs that erect my path. Get it? Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been inside a Bible. But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit. But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around in Jeep, telling my peeps the news that still will keep rocking. But I was feeling the blues. Sip and Tarika said you got it, Briscoe. Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said you got it, AB. Said you got it, Vaughn said you got it, Church said you got it, Raymond and Jamar said you got it, Crystal said you got it, Mia said you got it, Bree said you got it, London said you got it, Mom said I got it, and my fam said I got it, so I got it. Safe to say I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. But praises go up, then I'm blessed. Is coming right down, cause ever since the cycle, people saying that I'm nice now. But I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. I ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing that illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight. Y'all gotta make it to them, see I ain't the same dude. I'm turn into an MC and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture, do it for the people gone through lyrical torture, do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again, but right now, let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song and the energy the same as the end. I stay slow and stay calm, still claim it's the win. It's Ill Nation, Dream Chaser, hashtag and Mr. Future, Adidas sponsor, yeah. I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane like everybody said. You gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. And I'm actually about to close out. I'm going to check in with Miss Unique and see if she got something for us before we get ready to close out. What's up, Miss Unique?
I'm good. I actually have a total of three, so I'm going to let you pick one of them, okay?
Okay.
Candle for you. If Power and Abandoned.
Power.
Candle for you. If Power and Abandoned.
I want Power.
Okay. If Power. To be young again with all what ifs in the world stacked on top of each other. On top of each other, ready to tumble like the game Jenga. all because the whys we are pushing to the side, like Red Rover, Red Rover, send the next problem right over. When we live with if, looking over our shoulder, we forget to live. Some battles we win with B4 and some we lose with A1. The important part is playing the game and improving each time. For what if has two sides and spins like a spinning top. So choose your game if you dare and plan on being there till why comes home. Truth be told, solitaire, an all-time favorite of the if. If we had more, or if you would, perhaps if. Well, it's just no, no. Why do we torture ourselves with so many independent decisions when we have the power?
That was fire.
That was it.
I was like, what? I almost thought, are we doing algebra? I was like, hold on. I was like, okay, you could hit that A1 and the B1 and the Y. Okay. All right, now.
Sort of. That was Battleship I was thinking of. But hey,
that was cool, though.
Algorithms.
Yeah, I saw so many different things. Like, I was thinking algebra. I was thinking Scrabble. I was thinking so many different things. And I was like, I was thinking a game. See, I've never played Battleship.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Because mm-hmm. you have the power to win, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
I love it, man. What a way to end the show. That was an awesome piece, man. And I'm looking forward to the other two, hopefully next week, you know, whenever you want to put them out there. But we'd love to hear them. All right, everybody.
Yes,
that is Miss Unique in the building. Awesome pieces. And I'm looking forward to, I'm actually working on that that project we're working on.
Okay.
Little by little, I got you, though.
Gotcha.
All right. Miss Ania in the building, you guys. I can't wait for her book to come out. It's putting out in the atmosphere. All right, you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show, had a good time. I hope you guys had a chance to unwind, vibe out. I hope you heard something that touched your life in some way, in a positive. And I hope if you had a frown, that we turned that frown into a smile. And we look forward. We do this every Tuesday night at 9:00. Make sure you check us out every Tuesday night at 9:00. And I kind of wing it, so I never know what time I'm going to end the show. I can rock till 11 if I want to. You know, I just kind of vibe with it and I vibe with you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed the 3 rounds of the show and also the open mic as well. And anybody who wants to participate in the open mic, feel free on Tuesday nights to call 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-42-1532. And just know, I'm not here to censor you. I just want to keep, you know, I know people have selective hearing, you know, and so I just choose to do the clean version so you can be heard. You know, not saying you can't be heard with not having those things, but I just choose to do that. All right, I do that for Illusions, I do it for Lyrical Cypher, and I just want to keep that same momentum. So I appreciate all that you guys do, and also we have a big show coming up January 16th. The North Carolina Poetry Society will be featuring me, and I'll be bringing along some artists with me, which will be Alicia Cratch, Angel H, Ill Will, Just the Fantastic Brothers, KP Santiago, and Sean Ingram. We'll all be in the building for that event. It'll be a Zoom event, so you get a chance to see it. I will plug all that information online, so you guys can check it out. It'll actually be a Saturday morning from 10 to 12, and also from 1 to 2. We'll come back from 1 to 2 to close out the show. So, hope you guys are able to check it out on January 16th. Make sure you mark it in your calendar. Now, that will be a Zoom event, and we'll be sharing that on Facebook Live. All right. You guys be blessed. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep evolving. Keep dreaming. Keep growing. Keep being the best version of yourself. And keep being the best you know how to be for you. You guys have a wonderful night. And keep rocking. We'll be right back.
that record.
Yeah, whenever I got no money, she is in my.